This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
Celebrating quality food and establishments and accomplishments of the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen on the air. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Each week we talk about the news of the week, or at least one or two of the major stories, and then we have very important conversations with people. For example, today we're going to talk to the owners at Talking Breads Bakery in Pennsylvania. Pretty interesting success story there. But we always have, and my commentary is aimed today at, well, I think the news and the commentary today focuses on the problems that are happening as a result of the continuing influx of how we are treating our animals, how we're treating the soil, how we're treating the air, how we're treating the birds and the bees and the flowers. Remember the old silly poem, birds, bees, the flowers and the trees, moon up above, etc., etc. There are almost 3 billion birds that have become extinct. They've died in the last 45 or 50 years. Studies that have come out in the past week or two, maybe some of you have read and heard about the quality of life for birds on our planet. From 1970 to 2018, the study finds that both our country and Canada losing 1 in 4 birds that were alive. Over the past 50 years, 25% of the bird population in the Northern Hemisphere has died. Why is that? Those are billions, billions, billions of birds. The data show that this massive reduction involves hundreds of species of birds. Some of the things, you know, do you ever see a hummingbird anymore? Any kind of songbird? I don't. Not at all. The journal Science reveals that all of these problems, we've lost 29-30% of the birds. Widespread ecological situation that results from using these products that we're using. You know, people say to me, well, I make more money because I can grow more corn. Yes, all that is true, but at what expense? And maybe people aren't looking down the road, the long and winding road, and I get that too, because the situation is so compromised on the farm now, thanks to too much government interference, too many big farms allowing to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Government has said yes to huge mergers, Dow and DuPont and Bayer and Monsanto. I think if the truth were told, if you get into the boardroom, Bayer wishes they never had bought Monsanto because there's nothing but a headache, all the lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, and to look at the birds, where they are disappearing from, the grasslands, the heartlands, 720 million birds alone in the middle of our country, shore birds also because their coastal habitats are being changed somewhat by the rising tides, the rising currents, that sort of thing. Now, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just trying to give you a story. I start these hours with news, and the news is not good for those who are, and the critical scientific data is not good either when it comes to these studies documenting the mortality of these free-roaming birds. They're having a tough time. Climate change maybe compounds the problem. I can go through this. This, I don't mean to make this sound like a professorial pursuit. It just is something. You look at waterfowl and how many of them have gone away. Ducks, for example, dying. The bald eagle is dying, although they're making some comeback. But the pesticides like DDT that have now been banned, this is how it started, and then it's just gotten worse since then. So, just whatever we can do to encourage that kind of wildlife on our farms, I think, is probably a good idea. That's the way I would put it. That's the way I'd leave it. One other thing that came out from the news this week that I thought I would pass along, this is something that could be considered by some good and by others might be considered bad. It is the story of how you have stayed healthy through much of your life, how I have, because of what goes on in our barnyards, in our barns, on our farms, the gut health that we have, the respiratory health that we have, our generation and the ones before it raised on the idea that letting our children romp around on the farm and get dirty was positive, because it is and it was, and that's why we are as healthy as we are. I certainly am an example of that, and I think completely because of being exposed to all the stuff from the animals when I was a kid. And so this is a positive step. A medical center at Ohio State did a paper called Frontiers in Immunology, and it goes through the sort of thing that happens for youngsters raised on farms versus those lived raised in the city. The researchers looked at the gastrointestinal bacteria and other microbes of 10 youngsters from Ohio. Five were from active farming lives, and the other half lived in the urban communities, Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati. Fecal samples of the subjects shown so that the children raised on the farm had much healthier, more diverse gut microbiomes than those who live in the city. And that's really the bottom line here. Closeness to livestock, exposure to things that are less sanitary, this helps to build it. It's really what shots are all about. When you get down to the bottom line, you get vaccines, you get vaccinated, they put stuff into you. The vaccine is basically sometimes the living virus, sometimes the dead virus of something that they're trying to make you immune to. That's the whole idea of it. So if you're exposed to not too sanitized environments, you're going to have a more vigorous immune system. That's basically what the study found. And the link between living in rural environments and the decrease in asthma and allergies. You know, people that come up from the farm, they don't have peanut allergies. They're not allergic to all kinds of food. They just aren't. There are people that are experimenting with growing microbes that come from the fecal matter of babies and youngsters that grow up on the farm. The atmosphere there creating a very unique environment that, according to the study, optimizes gut biomes in young children. As more children and families are reared further away from the farm, the youngsters get sicker. So that's why probiotics have been developed. And it looks like what they're going to develop with probiotics in the future will come from things they find on the farm. So I thought that was pretty important information, and I pass it along with, knowing full well that some people will criticize me and criticize the information, but it is what it is. You hear me sometimes be pretty critical of science, for sure, but in this circle, well, I suppose maybe I'm served by it, and that's why my philosophy is served by it. That's maybe why I like it. Coming up in a few moments, as I said, husband and wife, a baking farm where they do breads, and all comes from their farm in Shermansdale, Pennsylvania, providing a wide variety of breads, all kinds of really great stuff, organic things. That'll be our focus in a few moments now. Today is World Lung Day. If you have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also known as COPD, it's the perfect time to make sure you're properly managing the disease and your life.
Disease, or COPD, affects more than 16 million Americans. Hi, I'm Senator Barbara Beaulieu from Kansas. Inhalers are an important tool for managing your COPD, but not all inhalers work the same way. There are several types of inhalers available, and each works differently. Every patient is different, so there's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's important to discuss with your doctor which inhaler is right for you. To learn more, visit womenandgovernment.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen, Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Shayna Amsterdam joining us, the owner and baker at Talking Breads. Already I'm intrigued, very clever. So tell us your story, Shayna. Your husband and you bought this farm 3 or 4 years ago in Pennsylvania. As I saw this, I was thinking what we did in my farm store when I was selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream. We always had something baking, always had something cooking. And I find that that's the way a lot of people now are doing that because it makes good sense. It makes us feel hungrier. But something else,
it does.
Right?
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us your story, you and your husband.
So I guess I could start by saying I graduated college in 2006, and, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I got my degree in fine arts, so I knew I wanted to do something with my hands. But I decided to actually move out west as far away from Pennsylvania as I could get. And I ended up going to Eugene, Oregon, where I found a little job at a bakery there where they had a wood-fired oven, and the owner of the bakery had his own farm where he was, you know, growing some of the berries and fruits
right.
that they used in a lot of their stuff. So I just immediately fell in love with baking, and I don't know if, you know, many people know, but out west there is the local food movement is way more popular out there than it is here. It's growing, which is great,
yeah.
but...
Yeah, it is. It's so, the locavores out there, the farmers' markets, the things that are we pay attention to them on the East Coast, but they're a daily part of one's life
on
the West Coast in California, especially Oregon, Washington.
You can get to a farmers market at, you know, any day of the week. You can everybody rides their bikes everywhere. The way of life is just completely different out there. So I naturally started becoming more interested in agriculture. And food movement. So at that point, I decided I wanted to start working on some farms to kind of learn the agricultural part of, you know, where our food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I decided to do, I'm sure you've heard of wolfing, willing workers on organic farms.
Yes.
So I traveled to a couple different states and volunteered on different farms to learn how to grow vegetables and that sort of thing. But you know, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so I knew I wanted to come back here at some point in my life. And then I decided once I wanted to build my own business, this would be the best place to do it because there's not as much competition. So I started going to farmers markets in Pennsylvania, selling vegetables. And then I realized the market was lacking good bread. So luckily I was skilled in that trade and I decided to start bringing bread to market. And then it just... you know, eventually turned into...
Sort of blew up from there. All right. Hold that thought. Shayna Amsterdam on being an owner and a baker. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
That's the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. We are introducing you to Shana Amsterdam, who along with her husband has set up a wonderful bakery called Talking Bread. She's given us her history. We're talking a little bit about the things that are important when you are doing this sort of thing, this baking. So is your husband a farmer? You're at farmers markets. I know that. We're talking about the West Coast, the East Coast. You're located actually where? We're in Pennsylvania. Where's Shermandale?
Shermandale. It's in Perry County. We're about 30 minutes northwest of Harrisburg.
All right, so that's a great farm. Yeah, that's a great farm area. All right, but anyway, you learned how to do this on the West Coast and have brought it back here. So tell us about your farm and then the introduction of the bread and the other baked goods to your farm. I guess I'm assuming because you have a commercial kitchen on the farm that you're selling other things. You have sort of a farm store, do you?
Not right now. I'm actually working on that. So basically, yeah, my husband and I together, when I met him, he was working on a meat farm where he raised pastured pigs and poultry. So together we kind of wanted to figure out how we could incorporate both of our passions of farming and baking.
I'm going to ask you a personal question because this comes up all the time in my circle of friends. How do you meet people of like interest? Like in your case, you and your husband are interested in the same sort of thing. And then they'll say, well, you know, there are all of these dating sites that are for people of like interests. And so when I hear people tell a story like you, I wonder whether it's working together. Because this is a very specialized area. It's not like you find people like this on every corner.
Well, I just say that's all pure luck. Really.
Luck.
I mean, I didn't really even think that I would ever meet my partner, but he actually was working at a farm a mile down the road from me, and one of the people that worked with him, there was a girl living with me who was dating another guy that was working on that farm. We got together for dinner one night, and the rest is history.
Okay, that's a sweet story. That's a good story.
We work well together, and it's been a good journey.
Yeah.
All right, so what else is, then we bring ourselves to your farm, the farm story. One of the reasons, there are several reasons I want to tell stories like this. The fact that younger people are getting into farming or staying into farming, when we hear the stories, you may have heard me talking before you went on the air about the problems the older farms and farmers are having, just paying their bills. So it doesn't look attractive to a lot of younger people. Why did it look attractive to you? It's refreshing. It's good to have you bring the new blood in. But how did you figure you could make a go of it?
Oh, I don't know. I think I've always been kind of driven. Well, I knew that it was always going to be really hard work. But, you know, if you love what you do, then you figure out a way to do it. And, it's, you know, local food has always been important to us. And it's a risk, but we just figured we needed to be creative and figure out how exactly we could be a successful farm. And that doesn't mean, you know, just growing wheat and selling the berries. You have to turn it into a value-added product. And, you know, luckily I was a trained baker, so, you know, we just figured out how to make it all work together.
Yeah. So what else do you have on the... What else do you have on your farm? You got 45 acres in this county in Pennsylvania. What else do you have on the farm?
So my husband's in charge of raising the meat chickens. So we do pasture chickens. We raise laying hens for eggs. And we were doing pigs until this last year. We took a break from them because we had a baby. So
congratulations. Good.
Thank you.
Sweet.
But, so the goal is that we rotate the chickens through the pastures. And then, you know, their poop fertilizes the land. And then in the fall, we plant the wheat. And then we harvest the wheat, put a cover crop on, feed the chickens, butcher the chickens. We're trying to make it a full circle.
Full circle. All right, hold on a second. We'll spend some more time making that circle. Shayna Amsterdam on with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Now it's time for us to sort of re-examine or continue our examination of what's going on in a small farm near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The lady who's in charge of baking, Shana Amsterdam, she and her husband actually have a lot of things that are going on the farm. I find it hard to envision wheat. I don't know why it is with me. When I think of wheat, I think of hundreds or thousands of acres of wheat. The rolling flatlands of Montana or Nebraska or even Saskatchewan and Alberta. I don't think of Pennsylvania. How hard is it to grow wheat there? Is it like any other green crop?
It's very difficult.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What are the things that you have to deal with in order to grow the wheat for your baking?
Well, so there's different varieties of wheat, and the best variety of wheat for bread is a hard red wheat, which is a spring wheat instead of a winter wheat, which just doesn't really grow well around here. It grows better, you know, in the Midwest. So we've been working with another local farmer in the area who has been growing an older variety called Pennell wheat. And we're not necessarily sure if it's a hard wheat or a soft wheat or what it is. He's just been growing it for, I think he said, 30 years now. And it's what we've been trying to grow up here because it's been adapting a little better.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I mean, at this point, we've gotten a couple successful crops, but the yield is so small and the investment is a lot. So, you know, we're still trying to figure out, is there a better variety? You know, what can we do?
Well, I would think, you know, even harvesting, Shana, would be a problem because of the equipment that's required.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought there's a lot of it in Pennsylvania.
Well, a lot of farmers do grow spring wheat and soft wheat. So there are, luckily we have a neighbor that has a combine, He's the one that comes in, because we're not going to invest in the equipment until we know, you know, it's
right.
financial sustainable. So he comes in and he'll, you know, we would plow, and then he'd come in and disc and seed, you know, seed it, and then he would come in and harvest it. But, you know, if he wasn't around, we don't really know if we can justify buying our own combine at this point.
Yeah.
So the growing wheat has been an experiment for the last couple years, and we want to continue to figure out how to do it. If not wheat, then rye, because we do use a lot of rye flour as well, and that does seem to grow better around here. So it's just been a learning process. So we just want to, for now, focus on what else we can incorporate into our products that are, you know, from our farm, if not our farm, other local farmers in the area.
Yeah, let's pursue that a little bit, because what you're doing is a good example, not just for people who have a smaller farm doing the things you are, but the group of farmers, local farmers. This is a very wonderful farm area in Pennsylvania, and because there is so much pressure, bad government decisions, big guys trying to put you out of business, that sort of thing, but I'm sure that people are learning that your farming practices are such that they would prefer to get their food from you. Is everything we use the term organic, and sometimes the government has, I think, done a lot of harm to terms like organic. But I think I wonder how it applies in the stuff that you are making, growing, selling. What are people, are they coming to you and saying, we want organic breads?
Well, it's interesting. We get a lot of different requests. Some are more interested in the fact that it's local. Some are more interested in the fact that it's organic. Some are, you know, want only ancient variety grains, which, I mean, for our business, it's just not, we just can't offer only that. To us, the most important is getting it local and whoever we get it from knowing what their farming practices are. They don't necessarily need to be certified organic, but, you know, we prefer farmers that aren't spraying or spraying the least amount possible. And if we can't, I mean, we do buy in some of our flour, whatever we buy in, we usually get certified organic just to be sure that, you know, it hasn't been sprayed.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. And people need to visualize that. I always reference this program as being for family farmers and family farm businesses and the locavores who use our product. I think more and more people have that image in their mind of the spray that gets used. And it may be the only way that some people can survive, because the land is so played out in some circumstances that the things that are growing there, the things that have been around that have bothered, simple things like corn borers and stuff that's in the soil, it gets there and it stays there, and it's almost impossible to get it out. And you don't even know where it comes from, like potato beetles and things. Where did that stuff come from? How do they, how does it show up? Yeah.
And when you have a large plot of land that's planted with something that, you know, you could save by spraying it once, it's kind of hard to sit back and just let it die and you lose your entire crop because you didn't.
Right.
I go back and so we understand, you know, we support organic as much as possible, but we do understand, you know, the importance of technology. And
have you had to borrow money?
Oh, yeah.
And how easy or hard was that for you to do?
It was just a lot of paperwork. We got our loan through farm service agencies, which is a USDA program.
FSA,
And, you know, so it was very time consuming. The process of purchasing real estate is a little backwards with them. So, you know, we were lucky enough to find a vacant piece of land that the people didn't need to get rid of right away. So they were kind of willing to work with us on, you know, the different contingencies and financing and everything we needed to go through to get it. So it was scary, but you have to be confident and you have to take the risk. And, you know, so far.
Okay. So I'm a gluten-free guy. I have horrible allergy to gluten, and it's getting worse as I get older, to the point where I can't even have a good pumpkin donut. I can't find a good pumpkin-flavored donut this time of year. So what do you do when it comes to those grains, or how do you make things? I've never understood the gluten-free thing seems to apply to lots of different stuff, not just breads and pastries and things. So how do you find gluten-free sources?
Well, I don't know. That's a whole different business. I mean, our bakery is just infested with gluten, and we love our gluten. And unfortunately, when we have customers that ask for gluten-free, we're not the right facility, you know, to create those things just because, you know, the flour's in the air, so it could contaminate anything that we did try to possibly make gluten-free.
Yeah.
So I know there is one bakery called, and they're called Amaranth Bakery. They're based out of Lancaster. They're 100% gluten-free, and they have pretty good products from what I understand. My husband and I don't eat gluten-free.
No. I mean, we eat a lot. Well, you're fortunate if you don't have to. I don't necessarily want to. I do it because I have to, because I don't want to have the indigestion and things that go with it, and so do others who would prefer to have it's like non-dairy ice cream. There's nothing worse than non-dairy ice cream.
Have you tried breads that are slow fermented or from stone milled flours, anything like that? Because, you know, the process of making bread, I think, at least from what I believe, is what it might possibly be affecting people's digestive systems. Because most bread that's made today is, you know, it's a very quick process, whereas bread is naturally fermented if you do it the proper way.
No, I've not heard of it. I've not even heard of that. I'm a cow guy, so I'm not one who gets into the understanding of what's on the produce side of things. And I didn't.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I asked you, because it is something that is on my mind. And then the more you talk about it, it's kind of like you buy a red car, and every car you see going down the street is a red car. So.
Yeah.
You know, I have a gluten-free, I have an allergy, and so I talk about it, and this is very instructive. I'm going to have you pull up a little bit more information in just a moment. We're continuing our conversation. Shana Amsterdam is here to help us all out on the American Family Farmer, all about food and the farms, that sort of thing. Speaking of that and the organic pursuits that we like and we are supportive of, organic fruits and vegetables need to be in your diet every day. But I know, and you know, that you're not eating enough of the right fruits and vegetables. Just not. I know you're not. So here's a way to get the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, 55 of them, into your system every day. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. That's it. I'll repeat the name. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Switching to an organic diet, reducing your pesticide intake by 90% is the way for you to live a healthy, happy, natural life. And this is a health, anti-aging, rejuvenating superfood. Here's the story of a fellow who's 84 years old. Looks like he's 54 years old. And he attributes it to making sure that everything that he eats is organic. And that's why this Texas superfood thing has struck a bell or a chord with so many people. Your grandmother says, you don't eat enough fruits and vegetables there, Freddie. Well, you can go back to your grandmother. As a matter of fact, maybe for Christmas you buy her a bottle of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Comes in capsule form or powdered form. You will love the impact of this. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Making this a part of your daily routine, nothing but sense, makes nothing but sense. And I know that every time I take the powdered form, put it in a drink of Texas Superfood, I'm getting all these 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Check out all their products. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Palace Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Couple of minutes in review of Farm Aid, which is something that every year gets bigger and bigger and more important. This year's Farm Aid was actually the second trip to Wisconsin in 34 years. They've been doing Farm Aid for 34 years. This time it was at the Alpine Valley Music Theater in East Troy, Wisconsin. 30,000+ people attended. This is something that starts at noon or early in the afternoon and goes late into the evening. And in some of the past Farm Aid concerts, Willie Nelson would pop up often during the sets, but because he's older, he's 86 now, he's slowing down. He didn't appear at Farm Aid until the end. He started his set with Whiskey River, still moving to me. All's going to pot and roll me up and smoke me when I die. And Neil Young did a lot of talking about Farm Aid and what's going on the farm, taking shots like I do at the government and the big farm businesses, how farmers, family farmers, are rejuvenating the earth. And then people who, you know, because this was broadcast on cable TV, encouraging people to go to the farm, to go to the farm markets, to patronize the farmers. This is something that we really have to keep on the top of mind. I guess I don't have to tell you that because you're farmers, but maybe spreading the word around. The other headliners who were there talked a lot more about it than they usually do, the fate of the farmer. John Mellencamp, Luke Combs, Bonnie Raitt, Dave Matthews, Tanya Tucker, who hadn't been in a Farm Aid since the first one back in 1985, Jamie Johnson, Randy Houser, Nathaniel Ratliff, Margot Price, all of them there singing and talking about the fate of the family farm. Let's hold that in our mind and tell everybody about what you're doing on your farm. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget, you can find good new information episodes every week in podcast form at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. The current podcast, Good News for American Family Farmers, about trade opportunities in England, Scotland, and Ireland because of the new trade deals. And then on the podcast, we have Lucille Benoit on, who's written a book about cows. It's a wonderful novel. She's been around cows like I have most of her life. I actually met her last weekend in an event here at my farm. She was very bright, and the book is called Combos. Like, hello, Combos! Combos, yeah, calling the cows. That's what it is. Fictionalized stories that she's written about dairies and farms. It's a cool book. It's a cool conversation. And so if you want to opine with me, do it. It's a regular weekly thing. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the podcast. A few more minutes here with Shana Amsterdam, her farm in Pennsylvania. So the whole business in 60 seconds, a bakery is the future of the farm, the local farm that wants to sell its products?
Bakeries just I think having a commercial kitchen on your farm is the way to go these days because you can do so many if you get that license. I mean, it's a large investment, but it just makes sense in today's world to, you know, figure out what your niche is and go with it. But, well, you know, that you should involve making a value-added product. And
it's all about sustainability anyway today. It's a sustain, and it comes in different forms depending on your age and your acumen. So I guess that you've given us a lot to think about here. I don't guess. I know you have. Shana, good luck to you and your husband and your new child on your farm there in Pennsylvania. Shana Amsterdam here on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's the American Family Farmer. A reminder about the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We talk in the most recent one, always again, there's agricultural news. Then I focus on the Chinese and how they're buying more and more farmland and the speculation that they want a larger chunk to control a larger chunk of our food supply here in America. So there's that story. You want to get the background of that? Didn't hear the show? Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Then we meet the twin brothers. This is a fascinating conversation between Matthew and Joseph Brugger of Upstream Farms and me. These two kids are third generation farmers, still believe in their grandparents' dream. I feel the current world of agriculture isn't the link to living a life of passion and purpose on the farm. So as young agriculturalists, they tell the story for all of us to hear about the current, well, I guess we'd call it the new narrative of what modern agriculture is and could be and ought to be. So I'm for that. I'm for what they are doing because I love the tradition of the American family farm. What's there? I've been visiting a lot of farms in New York and Vermont lately. And I think this particular podcast has me opining on the decline of farm income, how it's gone down. The big companies are just doing what big companies do. They're doing what they're encouraged to do, and that's get bigger and bigger and put the smaller guys out of business, making it very difficult. The amount of dairy attrition in New England or all over the country is pretty scary stuff. It really is, and I'm not one who uses that term lightly. It is scary to see What, and one of the auctioneers I talked about not long ago going to an auction, the auctioneer is decrying the prices he's getting for a lot of this stuff because people don't want to spend a lot of money because they don't have a lot of money. And he said, what's going to happen? Where is our food going to come from in 50 years? And I've asked that question on the air any number of times. It's a sick reality. All right, here's something that's kind of fun, or at least something that's practical. Maybe that's where this comes from. The troubled dairy industry. One of the things that people have had a problem with on dairy farms this past year because the temperatures have gotten so high, or in reality, a lot of the farms that are huge, 5, 10, 20,000 cows are down in the Southwest where it's hot all the time. They have to ship in all the feed. I don't really understand why they are there, frankly. They ought to be where there is better access to feed instead of hauling it all in. But it's just, you know, it's one of the crazy quirks. There are 9 million dairy cows in terms of where we are, where we were. And one of the problems that cows are having is in terms of producing more milk is the heat. And so there's a study on ways to cool down cows. You can't really put air conditioning units into a dairy barn. But the temperatures going up as they did, the average temperature in some of the farm areas was 95, 96 degrees in July. Milk production went down 8 to 10% in just a week. And that's, you know, if you're milking only 120, 130 cows, that's really enough to get in the way of your being able to survive. Prices are bad enough. But when they go down because of the heat and that sort of thing, cows actually produce, from my experience, they like it best between 45 and 65 degrees. Milk production starts slowing down when the thermometer rises to above 80 and gets worse the hotter it gets. That's, again, I don't understand how it is that Dean Foods and these big dairy co-ops are building up the area. They saw Dean Foods had a decrease in stock value, 67% this year, mostly because of the way they're running the business. But it's because, in fact, there was less milk around, and they had to pay more for the milk. They're a victim of their own. Their demise will come because of the way they ran their business, just like every other big business. So a lot of the farmers, I saw one guy in Vermont spending $6,000 for fans and that sort of thing to try to keep the cows cool, because you have to deal with it. And some of the areas, again, the Southwest, it's hot all the time. They aren't even in dairy. Everybody's milked outside in the heat and the humidity. It really does affect the quality of the milk. It does. And the quicker we realize what we're doing to ourselves and our business, our industry, if you will, in terms of dairying, the better. I hope we can get to it and realize it before it's too late. That's my thought. That's my commentary. Keep your cows cool. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.